there is something going on in Brampton, and I would imagine elsewhere. It's just the alarm's been sounded in Brampton. And it would seem that some female international students are being lured into rental arrangements by landlords who want to use them as prostitutes. Brampton City Councillor Rowena Santos joins us with more. Good morning, Councillor.
Hi, good morning, John.
So I understand, and, you know, I'll let you explain how this is all working, but there are certain, you know, this was originally spotted because people were taking out ads that saying, you know, I have an available apartment, but there's a friends with benefits deal involved. I mean, how is this happening?
Yeah, it's absolutely disgusting. It's deplorable. It's, you know, the exploitation of international students has been happening for a while now. In Brampton, we started to do some unpacking on it, the regulations around it back during the pandemic when we saw an influx of international students moving into Brampton. And we've been doing a lot of work with this on this, especially with social agencies who shared with us these stories, who shared with us that given the financial challenges for many of these students who are coming to Canada for the first time, expecting, you know, to be supported, and all these promises that are given to them, are left in squalor-like conditions and paying crazy rent to landlords exploiting the situation, including many of these vulnerable girls who don't necessarily understand what consent is, and are just starting to maybe understand sexuality. And these landlords who are saying, hey, I'll give you a discount on rent if we become friends with benefits. Many of these young women don't know what that is, John. And some of them, from talking to social agencies, end up getting pregnant. Could you imagine? And being ashamed about this. So this is the worst of the worst when it comes to trying to crack down on these slum landlords in Brampton exploiting these students.
And, you know, in the coverage I'm looking at, they talk about prostitution, and I don't want to make too fine a point, but I'm wondering, are there situations where the landlord is the only person who's getting some sort of sexual favors, but are there others who are basically pimping these young women out?
Yeah, who knows, you know, like there is some ads that I see online that we've been seeing online saying female only, you can share a room, female only with four beds. And, you know, the one ad said, I'm sharing a room with another boy. And if you're good with friends and benefits, we'll give you a discount. So like, who knows how far this is going? We're tackling on Wednesday the issue of excessive subletting and overcrowding in some of the ARUs, or additional residential units, that are being rented out. We have a licensing program that are holding landlords accountable for their property standards, for unsafe conditions, for creating fire traps for these international students. We're able to deal with it through licensing. But in terms of, you know, the exploitation of girls in particular, we need the federal and provincial government to step up. Our police are doing a great job. They have a human trafficking unit to help deal with this. But we need the federal government also to step up in order to provide the support so that municipalities like Brampton can really hone in on this exploitation.
Well, it really does seem to be something, you know, worthy of outrage, to be perfectly honest. I mean, these young women are being exploited by people, and the people who are exploiting them are being quite upfront going in what they're looking for.
Yeah, and you know, there's federal law in place already saying that you can't do that. But when you're an international student, new to the city, new to the country, desperately looking for a place to live, and you don't know what friends with benefit means, you find yourself in a situation of potential human trafficking. And you know, we as a city are trying our best to deal with the situation with the tools that we have municipally within our jurisdiction. But then we as council, as mayor, we see these ads being posted about Brampton, and it's so hard for us to be able to deal with it. Many of the social agencies who are catching these young women when situations like this occur share with us the mental health like some of these young women committing suicide, many of them getting pregnant, completely ashamed to go back home to their country to face their parents. It's an absolutely deplorable situation. And I'm so glad that folks are talking about it now after the work that we've been doing for years on the International Student Charter in Brampton. Folks are shedding light on this because hopefully other orders of government will start to help us tackle the problem.
Thank you for this.
Thank you so much, John.
Rowena Santos is a city councillor in Brampton. The mayor of Brampton, Patrick Brown, is a regular on Free For All Round 2 on Fridays, so we'll follow up with him.